Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't the slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to that particular dog acquisition. I don't think that's a real thing.
I had her sold. I don't know how you fumbled that.
I fumbled it immediately. It was immediate. She looked in my eyes. I said, when do you want to pick it up? She said, I never want to come to your house.
Yeah, I don't know if she knew that was part of the deal.
No. Well, you got to come get the dog.
I don't know if that's true.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Brandon. How are you?
I'm average. How are you?
Same.
Good.
I feel like you could just bring a dog here.
Should I just bring the three I want to give away and just bring them here and just whatever happens, happens?
Just set them loose. Don't deserve their home. I think that's how dogs work.
A pack of feral dogs that just take over the state of New Jersey would be an all-time story.
I don't know. That's highly illegal. Plus, it's wintertime, or it's getting to wintertime.
Yeah.
So they would probably die the first night. I don't think that's a good idea.
Definitely more of a
that's
summer.
Your business.
Instead, my garage is just filled with shit right now. Just caked in shit.
I think if you just bring one of the hounds and put it on Kelly Martin's desk.
She's not going to say no to that.
No, she sure won't.
Why do you say hounds instead of dogs? You say hounds every time.
I think hounds is very funny.
Hounds is okay.
I go home, I say hound one, smaller hound.
Not hound two.
No, he's tiny hound. He's getting larger.
So why is it hound one just older hound? Big hound.
She was a larger hound, now she's just hound.
She?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the smaller one was tiny hound because he was very small.
Hmm.
Now he's getting more robust by the day.
What are we talking about on this particular show?
You came in here with Carmelo Anthony takes, and then you've quickly backtracked.
Can't believe somebody signed him to play basketball in 2019.
Why?
What does he bring to you?
Basketball.
I mean, he's physically capable of playing basketball.
Definitely.
That is correct. So that has been proven.
You see him hit those jumpers last night? I know you're sick.
I did. I saw him hit the jumpers, and I thought, judging Twitter, that he was having like a good game. And then I saw the plus-minus numbers afterwards, and it was like a historically bad performance. And I was, that makes sense.
To his credit, it wasn't even his worst performance, though. So, considering he hasn't played in over a year, you would argue he's on the uptick.
But it was one of the worst Portland Trailblazers plus-minus performances of all time.
It was. I think you're reading too much on the plus-minus.
So you telling me his first day he's making history, and you're upset about this?
What was history? What was?
You brought up the history.
I guess I did. I don't know. I mean, Portland, is Portland trying to get, are they, they're not a playoff team. They're just like.
At the moment, they sure aren't.
They're just nipping at the heels of trying to get in the conversation to be the eighth seed.
What? It's desperation. That's all it is. It's desperate on both parts.
Did you see the other, like, forwards they've been trotting out there this
season? Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess he sells tickets, but I don't think Portland's ever had a trouble selling tickets anyway.
No, but they're also going to sell a ton of Melo 00 jerseys.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, I want one because I love Melo.
Do you love Melo?
Of course.
I've never liked watching Melo play basketball.
Why?
I don't know. I just
never?
I'm just one of those LeBron fans that, you know, LeBron brings so much to the table, and Melo brought one thing to the table. And once LeBron kind of came in and changed things, I'm not really a big one thing to the table kind of fan. I like a different breed of basketball.
I've never
What
been...
if you're elite at that thing?
And he was elite at one time.
for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's one thing and the thing is scoring and you're elite at that at one time.
It's interesting, but again, that's just not the type of basketball I like to watch.
I don't know. When he came out, when he was at Syracuse, I was in eighth grade. And I was just like, this dude fucking rules. And he did. And then he went to Denver. Those Denver teams were cool as hell. Like, Melo's just cool as hell. It's not really about, like, oh, he doesn't. Like, I've never had the inclination in my mind, and I get why you would, and other people would, to compare him to LeBron James.
The second he left Denver, I do feel like he kind of lost that coolness factor because they had those nice powder blue uniforms. Mm-hmm. Everything about the 2000s era Denver Nuggets was fun. Until they signed Iverson, tried to pair them up, and it just everything blew up and was never the same.
No, but it was such a cool idea.
It was a cool idea, but it wrecked the franchise. So it wasn't that cool.
But now,
they made the conference finals.
Yeah.
In 2009, they made one conference finals.
It's hard to make the conference finals.
Hey, listen, it took Chris Paul like 15 years.
He's another story entirely.
Chris Paul hit a fourth as many shots as Melo did last night.
No, I think Chris Paul, I mean, that's another conversation. Let's I think he's it. Always been overrated.
Agreed.
I mean, he is a guy that there's no gear. If he puts you on, everybody says Chris Paul's a winner. Chris Paul's this, Chris Paul's that. Well, okay. Well, how come he hasn't won?
Hasn't.
How come he hasn't? How come he didn't do anything to push those Clippers teams? Because those Clippers teams were talented enough to get to the conference finals and win one, and he did nothing to help them do it.
Well, they would have.
Clearly they weren't. So, counterpoint.
No, I believe they were. If he was the point guard that people say that he is, they would have won something.
If he didn't try and drop the old 90-foot shot play against Russell Westbrook, maybe.
He was the point guard when they blew – what was the lead they blew
against
the Rockets? Yeah, and they also blew a game that was a big lead, right?
Yeah.
They blew a game.
He also blew a 3-1 lead with Chris Paul. So this is old hat for him.
Is this mixtape or pixtape?
Both.
I didn't know there was a difference. I thought there was a difference.
Shorter.
This is pixtape.
Yes.
Which is the shorter version of mixtape.
Yes.
Boy, Mush has taken a while, isn't he?
He sure is. He lied about his time. He's now 5 minutes past his second. I'm going to ask him to what?
Shocking. Brandon, do you think Melo's a top 50 player of all time?
I think you could.
This was a contentious debate.
I could argue yes and no, and I would probably side on no.
So that means you have them around 50.
Though. I have them around that 45 to 60 range. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that I put them in the 50.
I think that's more that's a very level-headed take.
I remember the original 50, and then if you take out like 15 that wouldn't make the cut now. And then you put in 15 from, say, the year – when did they do that, 98, 99?
I think it was around the turn of the century.
If you put
96, I think.
So you put in 12 to 15 guys.
Oh, yeah, because it was like – that was the whole thing with Shaq. Like,
right, Shaq was in the league 2 years.
Yeah, so that was 96.
So I'm not sure – you know, you get your Duncans, your Kobes, your Iversons, your LeBrons, all those guys. I'm just not sure how so – if Anthony's making that cut.
You would put Iverson in the top 50.
I would say Iverson is the top 50 player of all time, yeah.
Okay, because you don't like Iverson.
I don't like Iverson. I think he's overrated. I think people tend to put him a little too high, but I definitely think he's just one of those unique players and definitely owns a piece of league history.
Oh, definitely.
I do think he's a top 50 player of all time.
Okay.
Carmelo's borderline.
I think that's more – other when the conversation happened, this conversation was a child of the Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony aren't Hall of Famers take. Which is patently ridiculous because the NBA lets in just about everyone.
Not the NBA. That's why they let in everyone.
Yeah, so Dwight Howard's assuredly a Hall – well, they're both assuredly Hall of Famers. Correct. I don't think there's any discussion there.
Correct. I mean, Dwight Howard was the best defensive center of the
– did Robert Ory get in?
No, which I think he should be.
He should be.
I think he should
be. He 100% should be.
Yeah.
See, I don't think he should.
Why?
If he had, like, anything, like – college, Olympics, anything else. Like
he hit the big shots that people think Kobe hit.
Okay. Like, that should put him in the Hall of Fame, though?
I think so.
If
he hit one, I wouldn't be like...
The quantity of big shots he hit and the quality... I mean, 2005, he basically ended the Spurs-Pistons series, too. He just had multiple... I'm going to say he had 3 to 5 dagger shots in championship situations.
He also ended...
So would you put Steve Kerr in as a player?
That's one. He had one shot. He had one shot, and no,
that's not true. Because he had multiple. He had some moments for the Spurs too, and the shot for the Bulls.
He did not have. He had the shot to win the finals in '97. I don't think he had another one that got even close to that. And plus,
now he had a run for the Spurs. It wasn't a game winner, but I do remember a run with the Spurs where they put him in and he hit, I don't know, two or three threes like in the fourth quarter. Like,
I mean, he was on the team.
Yeah, like six of them.
But he was like Robert Horry was a game changing difference maker at the end of games for multiple franchises.
I'll say this: I don't think he should get in. But if Iguodala gets in, I think it opens the door for some guys to get in, and I wouldn't mind Horry getting in. I just don't think he has like a few playoff moments when nobody expects you to do anything that gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Also, like you're seven rings, which
best. Shaq and Kobe are getting triple team each.
No, so well, the big shot against the Lakers. I mean, the big shot against the Kings in 2002. That wasn't Shaq and Kobe getting triple team. That was Shaq and Kobe missing, and the ball bounced back to Robert Horry, and he didn't miss.
No, he sure did.
Yeah, listen, because nobody was near Robert, which is fine. Again, he did his part, but you being wide open and hitting a couple shots. Harrison Barnes going in the Hall of Fame.
No, he was missing. He was actively missing those open shots. My biggest thing with the Hall of Fames, I know I've said this take forever on here. It's all my thing about Hall of Fames is it's telling the history of the league with its best. And I don't know if you can take I don't know if you can tell the history of basketball without talking about Robert Horry.
I got to go get ready for the college football show.
Okay, Brandon.
Thank you.
I think you could, but I understand.
Bye, Tyler.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, because like you talk about those teams, he wouldn't be the first guy you mentioned from those teams. You know,
that's what I'm saying. It all depends on how deep you. Because if you're getting into like the history of the teams he's playing on, you're talking about Shaq and Kobe and Duncan.
You are, but it's like, how did they win? Who did they beat? It's like, oh, well, they beat the Kings because of that shot. Like the Rockets won because he hit those shots. Like I just think he would come up sooner than like players who are probably better than him.
Would he come up sooner than Iguodala? Like, could you tell? Because Iguodala feels like the ideal test role player to me, which he gets in, and I think he should.
Yeah, Iguodala will get in. I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it should consider opening the door for some role player guys. What do you think, Mush?
This door was just wide open. So the fact that you didn't see it. Yes, it was. Brandon Walker just closed it the second before you opened it. It was wide open, and we were sitting here yelling.
Yeah, swipe.
You're the one who lied about the time you were coming in here several times.
I got cornered in. I had to go on.
No, you're on the show.
Well,
is Robert Horry a Hall of Famer?
No.
All right, there it is. Sucks to suck, Robert.
I heard the show was fantastic yesterday.
You didn't listen?
No, I literally haven't stopped.
Tyler was quite rude in what he said I was out doing.
He said
I was on the
show. I report the facts.
He said I was in Boston with a gang of hooligans knocking over the Bill Russell statue.
Is that not what you were doing?
It was not, no. And that reminds me, I meant to say something about Bill Russell on Monday's show that I didn't get to.
Yeah, that you were going to knock over his statue. You rat.
You rat. Oh, that's unbelievable. Were you doing it, though?
No, I was not doing it. That statue. Tyler's seen that statue. It's a good statue.
You're thinking about it, though, aren't you, Mush?
Yeah.
You're thinking about his innocence.
I think you might have been doing it. His smirk's going.
What's your general take on statues?
Statues? Mm-hmm. I don't really, like, what does it do for anybody?
All right.
You know? Well, sir, I don't mind them. But, like, what do they do for anybody? It's like, I think you have to be dead to have a statue.
Dead?
Yeah, I don't think you need to. There shouldn't be a statue of living people.
I don't know about that. I was just about to ask you that, but that clarifies the first statement.
What'd you say?
I'm thinking, like Staples Center, they got like the Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, all those guys. Like it's cool walking through there, but you think they shouldn't have the, like, because those guys are like the day Shaq drops dead, then you put the statue up.
Yeah, because now then I'll remember. Like now,
you will. Yeah,
like,
you I know. Remember. No chance you remember Shaq.
Oh, like now I know Shaq was on the Lakers. You don't gotta show me now, but then when he's dead, it'd be nice to see him in a Lakers jersey.
I'll tell you what, it'll still be there.
Yeah, but it's premature.
They should just put, like, it'll be Shaq dunking, but Shaq at the age he dies at, like, 92-year-old Shaq just tearing down the rim.
If Shaq lives to 92 at his size, that would be maybe his most impressive feat to date.
Oh, Shaq's going to outlive everybody.
Probably.
Tall people die early, no?
Yeah, they do.
They do, but even then, like, I thought that till I saw Mark Eaton and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just having a tremendous conversation.
Hey, Bill Russell's still super alive.
Yeah, so
Old T.
I think there was one point where that was very true, but I think things are evening out. Knock on wood.
And Bill Russell,
that type of jink we would have.
Like,
yeah.
Bill Russell's 80. I think he's like 86. I want to say.
Holy shit!
But it's also like the hardest lived 86 anyone's ever had.
85. I'll also say that he's not like super super tall. Like I feel like it's the super tall, like 7+.
No, but it's like I can't remember what the number is, but it's like every inch over like 6'3" or something. Like you get years shaved off you.
What?
Shit.
Yeah.
Kareem's 72 and allegedly 7'2". I don't know about that.
I mean, he's tall as fuck. We've interviewed him multiple times. He's very tall.
I agree.
Picks Tape is presented by PointsBet Sports. Sports Book.
You do that a lot.
Every time. I think it's the K sports. In Picks Tape. Basketball season is officially back in full swing. And this week, PointsBet is giving new customers in New Jersey up to $110 to start betting with. You can sign up with the code Barstool to get started and deposit 10 bones. You'll automatically get 100 in bonus bets. PointsBet is a new college basketball super boosters for Kansas, Michigan State, Kentucky, or Duke to win the national championship. They've boosted it from +100 to +300. Remember, sign up with the code Barstool and deposit 10 bucks. You'll get $100 in bonus bets automatically. Again, that's promo code Barstool. And if you're not in New Jersey, never fret. You can play PointsBet's Pick 6 game online, where they're giving away up to $25,000 a week. All you have to do is pick 6 football teams you think will win that week. You can go to pointsbetpick6.com with the number 6 to play. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tyler did a fantastic job. The Grizzlies, I think, scored 8 points in the second quarter yesterday.
Oh, the hell I did. I think I went 0-9. I didn't hit a single bet.
Oh, I meant to say you did a great job hosting. Yeah, no, the bets were terrible. But you also gave 9, so.
Having a lot of fun.
Grizzlies are trash.
It wasn't great. They were winning. I was like, this is sick. Then they stopped. They stopped winning instantly.
What did he do? What did he do?
He had a decent game.
So, 7-20 is decent? That's good.
Okay.
He had 20, but 7-20 is trash.
It's not ideal.
No.
What's wrong with you today?
If he has 7, you would heat him up. Guy has 20 points and 6 assists. Mush is like trash.
People, that's the thing about the NBA. Like, they just like, oh, he had 20 points. Well, he shot it 20 times. Like, that's a lot of shots. That's why you lose games like that. To a shitty Warriors team. I'm a mess today.
Yeah,
don't.
What's wrong?
You had
a bad shower?
A little hungover.
Okay.
The shower, that's true.
The dry showers?
When you come out, you just feel like a dry bag. I have a hotel shower.
I think that might just be a you thing.
You've never felt that?
I have, but not specifically.
Dry?
Yeah, you feel dry.
He's saying like the soaps that they give you at hotels dry you out.
And the water. They got metal in it.
I think all water does.
What?
Yeah.
Water has metal?
Yeah. Like iron and whatnot.
In water.
That's why I get struck by lightning.
Minerals.
You ever think about that?
What? The light? What do you mean? Where'd you bring lightning into this?
If lightning is striking, don't go near water. Because lightning goes near water because it has metal in it.
Oh, I always don't hold. Oh my God, Tyler, you smart big.
I get no credit for this.
No, that was all Tyler.
Thanks,
Marsh. It's all Tyler. Especially because I'm looking at water on this backdrop right now. Too.
Yeah, see? So it's making sense.
Yeah, if I didn't see that water, you guys were all fucked. We'd have a 20-minute conversation about that.
You can just see the metal radiating in this water.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, there it is. High tide.
What an asshole. What's your pick?
But that's the shit I don't get, though, about water. It's you can't, like, build a pipe out of water, you know?
No. No, you sure can't.
That's what I'm saying, but it's metal and it's bullshit. My brain is legit mush today. We went out after
the
show.
How was the show last night?
Show was cool. It's very cool to see when you...
Did you perform in the show at all?
Yeah, they brought me on, which they didn't have to.
Rousing applause?
Yeah. And they were talking about this. They're like how Feidelberg got no money from, he gets $0 from Saturdays for the Boys. Mm-hmm. They get $0 from like the ATI stuff.
Smart.
They're like, I'm like, see, this is why you just gotta just be average, and you'll never be upset. You're yeah. overachieving. Just be yourself.
Yeah, they make the same amount of money if they didn't invent that. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, it was cool. It's cool to see that people actually enjoy you. But it was a fun time.
Where was the show at?
Philly.
Mm. They don't like when you call them scumbags.
Philly?
You had to see that up close and personal?
Yeah, I felt like it was like, oh, they're all in a joke. I saw these two hobos fighting for the corner, and they were running into the streets. Like, it's Philly, man.
Oh, Philly. Philly homeless
I like
are.
Philly. Big fan.
Yeah, I like Philly, too. I've always liked Philly. But Philly homeless are the most aggressive homeless I've ever seen.
Yes. One guy we were walking past him, and he goes, you got any money? We're like, no, nah, sorry. Like, no one holds cash anymore.
No one.
So, yeah. He goes, I'm going to shit myself. I was like, get this guy a dollar.
I mean, what a tactic.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I was like, I had lost it laughing, but I mean, sorry, pal. Go shit on the sidewalk. What's a dollar going to do, though? Give him a bag?
That's his threat. He's like, if you don't give me a dollar, I'm going
to
shit myself.
Going to shit.
Right now.
Try me. Yeah. Try me.
It's like a superpower of his.
I got a turtle head pulled
in. Yeah. No, that's an incredible. I love that. That's warfare that the Geneva Convention tried to ban but simply could not.
Yes.
Oh, man. Biological warfare.
The Hawks are 4-9.
Uh-huh. Yeah, things are going well.
I always just see, like, highlights of them. I guess it's just
Their highlights are great.
I guess I'm getting...
The Trey era is going to have nothing else if not highlights. It's missing some of the John Collins alley-oops, but... No, Trey's still there. Jabari's dunking on everybody.
Yeah, but you see, yeah, like when you're scrolling through Twitter, you think they're 10-2.
Twitter makes everyone look great.
It's true.
Well, except for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole may be the worst player in the league just based on him and KCP. KCP's gotten himself out of it. He's won Twitter back over. Jordan Poole is not.
They're really disrespecting the Timberwolves. I'm going Timberwolves +3 now.
Okay.
They're playing the Jazz flutes again.
Again?
Which doesn't make any sense. Just playing back to back.
That's a tough back.
I bet in two different cities, in Minnesota and Utah. But
yep, yeah. Last one was in Utah. Like, what the fuck? Stupid.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Just stay there.
It would make
if you're
less
gonna
sense.
Knock out two, like, okay, here's your two Jazz. Yeah. Next time you hit Minnesota, those will be your two there.
I would hate that if I were a player. Like, we're in Jazz, we're in Utah for 4 days.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, I'm going Timberwolves.
Hey, but when it breaks in your favor, oh boy, we're in Miami for 5 days.
Let's go.
Yeah, if the NBA just adopted the MLB scheduling and was like, no, you're 3 in Atlanta this week.
Harden's like, oh my God.
I like that, though. Kat thoroughly dominated Rudy last time out.
Yes. And, I mean, they're getting 3 at home. Fucking let's do it.
Tyler?
My first pick, New York, Knickerbockers at Philly. Embiid hadn't really been scoring much, but he has been hitting the boards, and they've had 2 days off. So I'm betting Embiid gets 15-plus rebounds, and Philly gets the win.
Oh, Tyler, I meant to tell you on Monday, I was just sitting downstairs with my brother, and my brother just goes, oh, man, this Bucks game's too close. I was like, because he doesn't gamble. I was like, what? He goes, why do you care about the Bucks? He goes, for Tyler, I don't know if he's going to get, I don't know, I think Giannis is going to get too many points now. I was like, what the fuck?
Boy, did he.
He was right.
Oh, yeah, he was real right.
He was super right.
Called it.
And also, imagine you guys had a live show. People were there for 4 hours. Make sure you
either go really well or really off. Like 2.5 hours in, and everybody's really overserved.
Yep.
Yeah, and also, like, we're not like a structure show. Like,
oh no.
Like they have Brennan Clancy like running point. Like, we're gonna hit this, and this. Like, Nick Hamilton's doing everything, and it's just like, all right, yeah, we're just gonna follow the script. We're not script guys.
No.
Okay, we gotta get a Brennan Clancy.
I think we should just get Brennan Clancy.
Yeah. I'll be your guy. I'll be your guy.
Nope. Can't imagine something going worse. Brennan Clancy's our smartest person. Like I don't. I've been saying it a lot recently because I don't know if everyone realizes that. Like Brendan Clancy is always right.
Seems
like he's like, guys, wrap it up. You've been on a 1970s baseball catches for 14 minutes now. We're like, hold on, just a minute.
Speaking of which,
you guys remember Javi Lopez?
that guy sucked dingers.
That guy was awful.
Did you know the Reds, the Cincinnati Reds, had 6 MVPs in the 1970s?
Yeah, no, they were whooping ass. The 6. Big Red Machine, yeah.
But 6 MVPs, like, I can see one guy, like, they didn't have, like, a Trout win all 6. Like, they had, I think
it was... do you bench Joe Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 6
George
different.
Foster.
No, it's not different. Foster was the one I wouldn't have got.
I'm trying to think.
The other one's obvious.
Encarnacion.
Nope. Votto.
Yeah, nah, Dave. No, Concepcion, my bad.
Nope.
Damn.
The other one's super obvious. Maybe not necessarily for the Reds, but super obvious.
Is it Morgan Bench? I don't know. Hit me. Who are the rest?
Pete Rose.
Who?
Who's that?
But they had six of the 10 for a decade, and it's not all just one guy. It's insane.
No, yeah, that's a crazy stat. One I would get.
How are you even getting... like votes? It's like, well, that guy just won it. Why would we give it to you? Like they were just like, no, that guy's fucking killing this year.
He is awesome.
I'm taking the Celtics.
Wow. Whoa.
Kawhi is not playing.
Or plus 7.5.
Trending not to play. That's just too many points. I'm not taking them straight up. I'm taking them with the points. They're not going to get blown out.
That's almost why I like the Clippers. Because it's like, that's just a stupid spread.
All right.
I guess that's my second pick.
I do like, I don't know if Smart's going to play, which would change things.
Which, it, with that spread, maybe, but I don't think Smart would bring it that much.
If maybe the defensive player of the year wasn't playing, yeah, I think it would.
No, I don't think it's, I think it would be like 6.5.
All right. All right. You think he's a 1-point difference?
Yeah.
40% three-point shooter?
Yep.
Lockdown?
Yes. Right.
I will say, last year...
He's mean.
Last year, me?
No, he's mean.
Marcus Smart?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Last year, when we played the Clippers, we thoroughly drubbed them in the first half, and then Montrezl Harrell just ate our lunch every single time. Like, I think we lost those games by 20 after leading them, like, sufficiently.
He's going to do it again tonight, too.
He's probably such a pain in the ass.
Harold's so good.
He's so good, and his hair is so cool, too, with the little red.
Yeah, he's very cool.
He hasn't had to change it since
Louisville.
Louisville, yeah. It's just red all the time.
He's the type of guy, too, where did he go, like 19, 20 in the draft, somewhere around there?
I think so.
No, he might. I think he was second round.
He wasn't a first round pick?
Let me make sure. He's short, you understand.
That was going to be part of my point.
Yeah, let me make sure. 32nd, yep.
Okay, yeah, so that's, all right, that's preposterous.
That's actually insane.
Like, he's short.
I get why he didn't go, like, fifth. Like, I understand that. But there's also, like, a certain point in the draft where it's just like, do we really want to just not get this guy? 30 seconds, outrageous.
Listen, he's short.
Yeah, no, you're raising a good point. So that's your second pick?
I guess that's my second pick, Clippers. Because, again, Dumbray Marty would go straight to the, oh, wow, look, too many points. Let me take the 7. Bang, they lose by 40. Before your eyes.
I'm going to be so depressed if we lose by 40. We have played well against good teams this year so far, too. Like, no one's, like, stuck it to us.
Yeah, that's my second pick. No Kawhi. I kind of think you guys win a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I was thinking about the under, too, but I've just been... Since the season's got, like, at the beginning of the year, I was seeing over-unders so clearly with the Celtics. I've just been way off ever since.
I'm taking the Celtics win and the under. That's plus 600, Mush. How can I not?
Ooh.
Under 216? Come on, man.
Damn. I like that.
Thank you.
Coming from the guy who's got Clippers minus 7.5. He likes that.
I like that.
One of us is going to win.
Look. Yeah.
Undoubtedly. I got the Heat minus 10.5 over the Cavs.
Yes.
Heat is better than the Cavs.
My third pick's good. Oh, I'm chasing. I can't get away from him.
The Nets.
The Nets. They're always minus four or plus four, too, every single time.
And it never hits.
And it never hits. But tonight's the night. Minus four against the Hornets. They need – I'm going to put at least three units on this. That's how confident I am. No, I have to do it. It's the only thing I have to do. My only option to do.
Yeah, no, I don't see it.
Mm-mm. You don't see it?
I just don't see the Nets yet. Like, they're such a dumb team. And the Hornets are being 6-8. Like, I don't know what to make of the Hornets either.
Devonta Graham is unreal.
He's unreal.
That guy is a great
might score
player.
65 points tonight, Moose. Did you account for that?
65?
He might.
That's true. That's in the cards.
That's my next bet. No.
I know a card trick, too.
All right, we'll get to that. Tyler?
My last one is, listen, take a guess. How many overtime games do you think it's been this month combined?
One.
Mush?
Say the question again.
How many overtime games have there been this month in the NBA?
13.
Six.
All right. I take back my six.
So what is the six? Well, what is this stat?
There was one in the last week. And it's something we talked about on mixtape the other day. The teams that win are getting blown out. Like, even the bad – was it the Knicks beat the Cavaliers by, like – even the bad teams by, like, 20 points. Having said that, tonight's the night. Detroit at Chicago. The line in Chicago minus one. I'm betting on overtime. Yes, plus 1550. One game in the last week, Mush. Something's got to shake for overtime. These teams both stink.
I can definitely see that being, like, overtime city, too.
You're a real, like, asshole for that stat. Yeah. When you put a stat out there like that, it's got to either be really low or really high. Or smack dab in the middle. Exactly what I thought it would be.
Great guess. So both these teams are 4-9. One's minus 3.5 margin. Another one's minus 4. They're the same team. They stink. They're going to play longer to figure out who stinks more.
I just can't believe it was the most normal number.
When I said one, I was like, it's probably zero.
Yeah.
I can't believe teams aren't going to overtime, like, at all. But I don't know if guys are, like, I need to study on this. Are teams packing it in early? Like, it's just not worth it?
There's no reason
for bad teams to be blowing out other bad teams by this much. I'm not buying it.
That is correct. Like, the Knicks blew out the Cavs.
I will say the overtimes almost tend to be, like, a good team that was sleeping on a bad team, and the bad team, like, plays up to them. Like, they meet in the middle, and that, like opening night, Raptors, Pelicans. Mm-hmm. Like, those seem to be the ones that are close.
Pelicans are good.
They're not.
The team with the worst point differential in the league, the Warriors, last night on the road beat a team by 20. Yep. What the hell?
Well, that was John Morant.
Of course, yeah. He's
not good. It's starting a bad precedent,
once you understand.
I understand. I'm upset that you're upset about the overtime not being.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler wants more overtime. Up.
I can't believe there hasn't been more overtime.
Raptors, Magic, Mush, I got a stat for you.
Oh, God.
Since Disney Plus launched, the Magic are undefeated.
Mm-mm.
They're sponsored by Disney.
How many games is that?
Three.
Really?
3-0.
And?
They play tonight against the Raptors. They're plus four.
And?
I'm taking the Raptors.
Oh, Disney Plus is Disney minus today?
Got him.
I hurt to say. It hurt to come out
it
of my mouth.
It hurt to hear, Martin. It hurt to
it
hear.
It hurt to came out of my mouth.
I don't want to pick against Fultz because he's coming off a career game. The Magic are clearly rolling right now.
Nah, you want to pick against Fultz. You know you hate him.
The Raptors are just better.
Yeah, you do hate Fultz. That's the thing. Like, you do that.
He's always hated him.
Yeah, he does it subconsciously.
When do I hate Fultz?
You talk shit, but not really.
When?
You never directly do it, but you always slander him.
I've never once slandered him.
Tyler.
You always slander him.
You do. You're subconsciously, you say all that stupid hair flying around.
I've never talked about his hair.
I'm pretty sure I heard that.
You're
spot on.
You know what I actually do to Markelle Fultz? I send him a Snapchat every other day. He does not He's not my friend on there. It always just says pending.
It's a gray one.
But if he ever accepts, he's just going to get flooded with my snaps dating back from like the summer when he poured that bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
What are you snapping him?
Just whatever.
Fuck
dog.
You. Yeah. 365 days in a row.
You're me holding the knife.
Dick pics to him.
No, just random stuff.
Hey, Markel, having a good dick day.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Thoughts? Why did Margot Fultz abruptly retire? It's like, well.
Hey, Aaron Gordon, look at this. Cole's having a good dick day.
Aaron's like, hey, send it to me.
Next to a Bluetooth speaker.
Look, I'll show you. Just last one was 6 days ago, pending.
No, I believe you. That's a weird thing to do. That's a guy, that's the one, that's literally for some, like, you hate him. That's how I know you hate him, because you're just flooding his phone.
But it's like with like cereal and stuff, because he posted cereal this summer.
Exactly. He is this asshole just flooding his phone from cereal because he ate cereal once.
You're like, duh. You like cereal? I like cereal. Duh. He's going to look at him and be like, duh. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a real dick.
I'm a big Fultz guy.
I don't think you are.
I wanted him on the Celtics.
Goalie. Come on. Let's not lie on the podcast, you know?
If only there were hours of proof backing me up. Hours and hours and hours.
You could turn on people. I was never that big of a hater of Indiana.
It's true, Mush. You,
but you were somewhat of a hater.
It just
that wasn't a turning. That was just like.
No, but it turned
that's
into
like when you have one cancer cell and you get full blown cancer.
No, it turned into a bloodbath. Like then.
But you already had blood, is what I'm saying.
Not before I went there. I've always thought they were boring and disgusting colors and stupid fans that all look alike. But I mean,
having said that,
now I hate them. But you were like, oh, wow, this guy's great at Washington. Oh, thank God we didn't draft that guy. He stinks.
I've never said that.
Oh, my God. Now he's on this stupid team. That fucking idiot. That's literally you. I thought that I thought you were saying that through my mouth.
What's the card trick you learned?
No, I didn't. Well, how am I going to? All right. I can tell you because it's outrageous. I surprise myself every time I do it. You put down 1, 2, 3, and then you put it on top of each other. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't spell it right.
All
right.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
No matter what, if you pick up the card and go 7 of hearts and you put it on top and put the other one on top, you just spell out 7 of hearts and spell magic. It always comes out no matter what card it is.
I used to have like a really good, like complex one that I just stopped doing and have forgotten, which pisses me off.
Yeah, that's why
it was really good.
This one's always on the mind. You see cards and you want to see a trick?
Yeah, I should have just kept doing it because I had perfected it and it was like semi impressive, but I can't even remember how to start it.
Yeah, people get stunned.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're out on magicians, though.
I don't enjoy them.
No.
No.
Tyler, your thoughts?
I can take them or leave them.
Yeah. Like, just stay. It's
like they're trying to be comedians now.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly. That's the problem. Like, stay. They should. Every magician should just be doing shows in a basement. Magic happens in basements.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not kidding. Magic should only stay in basements. It's just more of a magic-y place. Couldn't go to Texas.
And like got a stage.
Texas got no basements. You got basements in Atlanta?
There's some basements. Not a lot, but some basements.
Louisiana is a non-basement place, too.
So Texas and Louisiana.
It's really anywhere that's like Louisiana, like they can't even bury people that deep because they just get like out to sea.
That doesn't make sense to me for Texas, though. Like, you're underground. How is it going to get you?
That oil, man.
Oh, they don't want anyone going to get the oil?
Definitely yep. not.
Can we dig up to get oil?
That's how we get it, yeah.
No, me and you.
I will not, no.
I'd love to try. Is it just sitting
there?
If you
strike it.
Is it just sitting there flowing?
I think that's the rule.
That is the rule, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. If you strike it, it's yours.
So why the fuck? See, that's what I don't get. Why wouldn't we do that?
I think you just get shot.
Strike oil.
No.
That's why I'd be thinking, I'm like, why didn't I become a professional athlete? Mm-hmm.
No,
why
I
am I not?
No, but that's actually like,
That's hard. You got to do stuff.
Did you see the picture of Luka Doncic?
Yes. I thought that was you.
It's very clearly me. You know who else has my face, too? Mike Trout. So there's three of us walking around with the same face. I've brought it the least far.
That's upsetting.
Very. But I think the problem was I was trying to play basketball and baseball when my face was already doing that better. If I had stuck with football or maybe even hockey, then I could have used my face.
Oh, no, you'd be trash at hockey.
I could play D.
No, you can't.
I definitely can.
You, like, run on the ice. You don't slide.
No, I'm good. I can skate.
Coley.
I can skate.
You could skate.
Yeah. I can still skate. Like, we go to a pond right now, I can skate.
You haven't gotten
stop.
Well, no, that doesn't, yeah.
I can skate. Stop.
You haven't sharpened your skates in years.
I've skated this calendar year.
What are you skating for?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Well, we'll just say, hey, let's go skate today. Don't give this me that guy. Look. You're just like, oh, that's what you enjoy skating?
Well, A, growing up in Boston, like, you just skate. It is what it is. Like, you just get thrown out there.
Yeah. No, I'm saying now.
Yeah. Then when I was all throughout my teenage years, our summer camp was right next to a rink. And there's nothing better than going in there, like, on a 98-degree day. You just pop in there for an hour. It's the best. So we'd be skating all over
the place. I'm saying 30-year-old Coley right now.
I guess I was technically 29 the last time I skated, but it was this year.
You're not answering the question. Why are you skating?
It's a good date.
No, it's not. Because yes, then you have to, like, oh, look at her. She's got to hold the rail to skate.
Again, it's another person from Boston, so she can also skate.
I don't think so.
I'm just not buying it.
If this were like Tyler being like, I'm skating up a storm, I could see the pushback. But what the hell?
No, I just don't see you being...
Don't use your racism to get out of this jam.
Yeah,
it works every time.
Mm-mm, not today, white man.
Can you skate?
No.
Of course
no.
They... exactly. Shut
on,
up.
I'll be dumb.
Let's not be dumb, yeah.
Anson Carter down there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I can skate. Backwards, forwards, the whole nine.
All right, I want to know next time you go.
Just get some video of it?
I will show up.
Who can skate faster, I wonder.
We won't be able to stop, so.
Yeah, no, I get nervous going fast. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, boy. Especially falling at this age. When I was a teen, falling wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Falling now, I could be in the hospital.
It might be the one.
That's what I mean. So I will skate. I'll show you.
Ninth grade was like Friday nights, go skating.
I didn't go to those, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's what my friends, like one of my friends got a blowjob behind his umpster.
It was a big like she open skate.
Yeah.
Free skate.
She came out with dirt on her knees.
I could see that.
Good story.
It's a great story. We wouldn't have got there without my proficient skating abilities.
I just don't see it. I'm picturing it in my head, like I just don't see it.
No, I got a good stride.
You don't though. I see I do. You. I see your walk.
I can walk way better than you.
You do.
You
have,
stink
you
at
You have a bad strut.
That's not true at all.
Coley, I rank. What do you think I do all day? I rank people's struts. KB trash.
Yeah, he's got a terrible.
He
strut.
He stomps. Brandon Walker's gonna fall over one day.
He
leans.
He leans way forward.
You, my friend, are on the bad walking list.
But what do I do?
I could show you. Do like a little. You
stand
do like
up.
Your stupid neck bobbles.
Yeah, it's only my neck. My lower body is
no.
Gliding.
Your knee kind of does like a thing. It's like you like. That's what you do.
Yeah, but your lower legs look great right now.
Go across the
you
camera.
Do the whole thing. I don't know how you. Release. No, you're doing it. Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it.
I'm crushing it. I keep my shoulders back.
No.
How I walk.
Oh, yeah. That's how you walk.
You don't think about how I'm walking right now?
Yes, you are, because your shoulders are way far back.
That's how I walk.
You're an idiot.
Tyler, you've seen me walk.
No, the first time when you got out of the chair, you did exactly what he said.
Yes, I
almost tripped over the wire. That's why.
No. Wait. Yeah, when you walk, you almost trip over wires.
But you've also seen me run playing basketball.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
That's closer to skating than walking.
No chance.
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, you're upsetting me today.
I'm going to chuck one of these eggs in your fucking face. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh man, this is good.
Gotta just settle this on the ice.
Yeah,
you can't skate.
I can skate. I'm not like that great. I wouldn't say that I'm a better skater though.
I have no idea.
I tell you when I'm better at things.
When he said let's race, both of us were like, no.
Yeah, no. So, no,
I think we could have a nice leisurely skate.
No, we'd have a very nice time eating mozzarella sticks. Rink mozzarella sticks are the best mozzarella sticks you could have.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's unbelievable. Get that little cotton.
Mm-hmm. That and like Little League fields.
Little League fields are more hot dogs.
And like chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders, yeah.
But I'm saying it's the same carton.
Yeah.
Huh.
We hit a lot of topics today.
Let's teach Tyler how to skate.
Now that's a video.
Absolutely.
Get him with the cartons.
What other things can't you do?
I can't do anything, dude.
Can't do anything?
Nothing.
Windmill dunk.
I can see it now. Shit. We're holding Tyler's hands while he's...
It would be an incredible video. We'd all get very... Tyler would like fall backwards though and like cut both our necks.
Oh yeah. And he'll be laughing his ass off.
And yeah, if we took him to Central Park and like taught him to skate, that'd be an all-time video.
Great video. We do that, go to Ronkonkoma.
Yamaguchi. Like, who the fuck taught him them twirl?
He just starts doing a triple axel.
Yeah,
what's this shit where you like spin on one foot and then you get real low and then get real high? Yeah, I'm doing that shit. Which is like, what the hell?
We got a fucking winner on our hands.
Yeah, Tyler was like, that's my first time. I don't
know. I'm a natural. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I love how we always thought that this would go 15 minutes.
Well, you today took too long getting in here.
Yeah, but that conversation was a fantastic conversation.
Well, you were being a big negative Nancy today.
No, I'm just telling the truth.
Just making up shit?
I'm not making up
shit. You thinking I can't skate is outrageous.
I don't know about not. I know you could skate, but not well.
No, I can. It's not like I'm not like YP or anything.
No, I'd be like, oh, look at this guy on the ice.
I think you'd be surprised. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be like, oh, that guy's going to fall any second.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm just out there.
All right, we will see.
There was a little girl out there, too, and I was like, just stay away.
Yeah, those are just...
Just because if she falls, like, if she were to fall, like, I can't get out of the way. Like,
exactly.
You're just dead now.
That's a problem with skating, too, like, which when it's too crowded, you have to account for everyone else. When you're not that good of a skater, it's scary out there.
Oh, definitely.
So stupid.
But that was the thing, when I was a counselor, and it was only me and kids out there, but I was doing it every day then. I was getting nasty. Huh. I could stop for a while during that period. It was like the card trick, but since I stopped
for
so long.
You were born to be a counselor.
Yeah, I was good at it.
Yeah.
I was good. I can draw a little bit. Funny. Big.
Sell weed to them.
See ya.
Hell of a show.
I'll talk to you later.
See you, Tyler.
All right, guys.